Merry Jingles, everybody. Welcome on back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
It's the only show.
My name is Kyle, and that other guy you just heard is Orion.
Yay!
And what was that? Did you hear that?
That was my stomach.
Oh, really?
I apologize.
It sounded like a motorcycle. like we were being buzzed by a motorcycle gang.
More on that later.
I guess. Okay. So,
sorry.
Right before the show, Ryan and I were discussing Larry King.
Yes.
Who's come up on the show here and there in the past. Larry King, most people I think know who he is. He's really fucking old, and he hosted Larry King Live on CNN.
For centuries, yes.
Since the beginning of time. Before there was TV, he did it as a live audience show. And he's quitting. He's retiring.
Yes.
And he quit already, I guess, past tense. It was his last show was last night for us. It'll be two nights ago at the earliest for you when you're listening to this, Thursday. And well, I guess just in light of that, we were just thinking about him and talking about him. And
just the memories, that came with Larry King.
Yeah, like one of the times he came up on the show before was when he was interviewing Dan Aykroyd, who we were talking about because Dan Aykroyd, apparently, we didn't know this, believes all kinds of crazy shit about aliens and stuff. And we played this clip.
They only land in isolated places. They have taken people, I believe. They do have technology. Lord Hill Norton of the British Defense Staff said that he believed 23 people.
It's like you I can't just let it go, you know? Like, first of all, what? Slow down.
Are they coming back from break? No.
I know Dan Aykroyd, you know, kind of talks like that, but slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And then Larry, I didn't even catch what he said, but like, clearly not really a pause for, you know, not really a break, not Larry's turn to talk. And he just kind of like a zombie. Like, I don't think he was saying words. He's just kind of interjecting. Let's see if I can.
Norton of the British Defense Staff said that he believed.
It kind of sounded like he said, why not New York?
They only land in isolated places. They have taken people, I believe. They do have technology. Lord Hill Norton of the British Defense Staff said that he believed.
Okay. I think he did say, why not New York? And he's responding to something that was said like a few sentences ago. Wait a minute. Why not New York? I was busy looking at the giant light bright behind you. Why not New York? Lord Hill Norton of the... What?
23 people, 23 different species are coming because they don't want anything to do with us. I don't think we will ever have a formal relationship, a formal contact with any alien species out there, especially after 9/11, when we broke our toys in the sandbox. If they were observing that, goodbye, human race.
Right.
And honestly...
Yeah, I forgot about this. Like, it's funny because he is nuts.
Yeah.
But like...
Clearly.
But outwardly, outside of this conversation, might not appear so nuts because if you walked up to him and you said, do you believe that we'll ever contact aliens? He might be like, I don't think it's likely.
Yeah.
But then when you ask him why, his reasoning is, because we're dicks and they all know it, all 23 species.
But not even like that. We broke our toys in the sandbox.
Yeah.
What?
I love the idea that they're just watching. Like, that there are all these alien civilizations just fucking chilling and watching and going, should we go say hi? I don't know. Give it a few more decades. Oh, nope. They broke their toys in the sandbox with that one. Oh, man. 9/11, that was the last straw.
Yeah,
that was the one. Anyway, I guess Dan Aykroyd isn't even the point of this. Larry King is.
Yeah.
I don't know if Larry did anything else funny in this video.
1812:02, read the Travis Walton story.
So how do you arrest them?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
What?
So how do you, I think I skipped something when I started playing it again, but that didn't make much more sense in context.
So how do you arrest them?
What? He's talking about aliens.
You arrest them.
Why? What? Okay, let me see if I back up.
Observing that, goodbye, human race. And honestly, I don't think they're a mass threat, but I do believe they're breaking the law. I'm serious. Title 18.
Oh, that's right.
Read the Travis Walton story.
So how do you arrest them?
He believes they're aliens. First, he said he doesn't believe we're ever going to have a real relationship with aliens because they're watching us and they think we're dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, but I do believe they're breaking. What law are they breaking?
I have no idea. I can't follow him. I'm
like
sorry.
Like airspace laws?
And yeah. How do you arrest them?
Well, you put
Let me
on,
derail this.
You get in your fighter jet and you put on the flashing red and blue lights. And you know, they'll pull over
yeah.
to the side of the cloud. Larry, that I mean,
oh, man.
Out of all the batshit nuts things yeah. coming out of Dan Aykroyd's mouth, Larry has to one-up him.
So how do you arrest them?
Oh, Larry. Man. So,
but this, that's, yeah, what we were.
This kind of shit is the only reason
to watch Larry King. Yeah.
The thing is, a lot of people seem to think, like people in the industry seem to think he's, you know, he's a legend.
An icon.
He's an icon. Yeah. He's the best in the biz, mm-hmm. but he's the worst yeah, in the biz. Before I really knew who Larry King was, but I kind of had an idea. I'd heard of his show. I'd heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed kind of the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, he's been doing this forever.
It's
and
fucking
he's
Larry King. Yeah.
Yeah. He's
and
Larry
he does
King.
It
he's
live.
Be great.
He doesn't want to tape it. He wants it live and raw.
But then I started seeing clips of his show. And I don't know if he was always like this or if it's just his old age, but it's like he's barely even there. And he gets away with shit. Like you does. And I were talking about this a few minutes ago before we started. It's kind of like he just gets away with it because he's an old man. And they're like, yeah. you know, this is, that's just Larry. That's
just
like,
Larry.
Like if you had like an old grandfather and he's kind of senile. He's got Alzheimer's. He doesn't really remember things. And he, you know, occasionally pinches his younger female relatives' asses because he doesn't remember that they're related to him. But that's just grandpa,
that's
you
just
know,
grandpa.
He's harmless. We put up with that now.
Yeah.
You know, it's just Larry. He's just like that. For example, something that seems kind of similar to that to me, we were watching a video earlier, and most of it isn't that funny because it's this might play an ad here for a second. Yeah, it's playing
Healthy
an advertisement.
Healthy Smiles start at the gum line.
Healthy
That's
Smiles start at the gum line.
Clinical gum protection toothpaste. It helps remove plaque at the gum line, helping prevent gingivitis. And it's been clinically proven to help reverse it in just 4 weeks. New Crest Pro Health Clinical Toothpaste.
You're welcome, Crest.
Here we go.
Okay. So this is...
Where were you when you were attacked?
This is an interview with a victim of an assault. And she was out jogging.
Yeah.
And some guy attacks her. He comes up to her and he starts to attack her. And let me see if I can find the part because it's kind of boring. It's mostly her talking about being assaulted. But then there's a part.
I only need to fight for a little while because the trail was so popular.
With a bright day and a populated trail, he's taking a risk, right?
Was.
Did you scream?
Oh, like crazy. At the top of my lungs. He actually, he told me to shut up when I was screaming and I told him no.
Did he have a weapon?
He didn't.
So he, by force of strength?
Yes. Yes. He's the man who attacked me. Very large man. Very large.
Did he fully rape you?
No.
Okay, that's the part. I'm having a little bit of a hardware issue, so some of that might have cut out. But I'm pretty sure you caught that last bit, which was, did he fully rape you? Larry. Come on.
Like, oh, God. If I was the camera guy, I'd be like...
Oh, it would have been kind of funny to me if he had just said, did he rape you?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Did he fully rape you?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Did he half rape you? Like, did he just put the head in? But then he stopped. Like, then he thought better of it. Or like, it doesn't count. I just put the head in.
Yeah.
Did he fully rape you? And she just kind of goes
along with it.
He didn't rape me at all.
No, he didn't. He didn't rape me at all.
He threw me down onto the ground and he pinned me to the ground. And I, like I said, I was screaming and he said, shut up. And I said, no. And he said, told me to shut up again. And I said, no. And then I said, well, you're going to have to kill me first because I thought that he was trying to rape me.
Yeah. So see, she just keeps on going with her story.
Yeah.
Doesn't even think anything of it. And that kind of happens a lot with Larry.
Yeah.
Maybe because she's just some lady, you know, maybe she just is too nervous.
Yeah.
And just, you know, is barely nerves hearing what's coming out of his mouth.
It's the nerves. And maybe they think, oh, it's Larry. I'm intimidated. So I don't want to call him out on
ever his calls bullshit. Him on his shit, though.
Ever.
So they did like a big send-off show on Thursday, and there are some clips on CNN.com, and I haven't watched them, but like there's one with Schwarzenegger.
If you think old
God damn it, everything has an ad in it. Duracell.
Given to the Hospital, UCLA. Because when it comes to kids and healing, you're not just powering a toy, you're powering a smile.
Yeah, I want my medical equipment powered by D batteries.
Hello, Larry. First of all, I just want to say thank you very much for doing your show out of Los Angeles, out of California.
Sorry.
We need the jobs, we need the money, so this was really terrific. Big fans of yours, and so my announcement is the days of
it must be insane to live in California. Because I mean, I've known, you know, everybody knows that Schwarzenegger's the governor, but you don't hear it as often when you don't live there. Like, I imagine he, you know, addresses the public
quite a few issues, I'm sure, and on television.
I can't even, like, every time I hear him talk in a government capacity, it's like I'm watching Kindergarten Cop or something. like it's like he's in a fish out of water movie.
Oh yeah.
Where you know, what if the Terminator had to be governor?
Yeah. It's surreal.
All right, let's
Larry King Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's declared it Larry King
congratulations,
Day.
Congratulations to 25 years of great, great entertainment, great interviews, and a great, great friendship. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm sure they're best buddies hanging out all the time.
Hello to the wife. And keep this in mind. I'll be back.
I definitely will. thank you very much.
Larry cracked himself up.
a side note.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor. I appreciate it. Say hello to the wife. And keep this in mind. I'll be back.
I definitely will. thank you very much. I'll be back.
Nice. You want to say something, Bill?
A side note to that. The proclamation in California.
That's Bill Maher.
That Larry King Day, stuck in the legislature for 2 years. That's what we have out
of it. Oh, that was a political joke there.
Majority was needed for both houses.
And the vote just passed, right?
Ha ha, you see, because legislation is slow.
Got it.
Ha ha. Way to go there, Bill Maher.
Larry's like, stone cold.
Larry's like, you know what else has been stuck for 2 years? My bowels.
Oh, Larry.
Prune juice. You're on the line. Prune juice, you're on the line. Prune juice, you're on line four.
Hi, Larry, this is Prune Juice.
This is Larry with a purple sock puppet on one end.
Hi, Larry, this is Prune Juice.
Hello there, Prune Juice. Where have you been all my life?
And then Larry falls asleep. They wheel him out in a little bassinet. Okay, so here's something. Obama and Larry King talking.
Oh, no.
We're here at the Winter Dishwashing Championship.
Yeah, the Winter Dishwashing Championship. Fuck Larry King. Let's go, Dawn.
Oh, no. Her hands could dry.
Oh, no. Her hands could dry out.
Keep your hands in beautiful form with Dawn Hand Renewal with Olay Beauty.
Oh, thank God.
Beyond dishwashing to help your hands seal in moisture while you do the dishes.
You know what's funny about this to me is, why do you make the regular shit anymore? Yeah.
We have Dawn with extra moisturizer. Whoa. But you can still buy the shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, this one is really quiet. Fuck this video because it's too quiet.
Yeah, I can't even hear it.
Yeah, fuck that one. I'm doing this new thing. I'm just going to bring it up because some of the audio is kind of cutting in and out.
Yeah.
Where I'm running the audio through the compressor, the audio from the computer through the compressor, and the compressor is sometimes cutting things off. So I'm probably going to have to stop doing that.
Yeah.
It seemed like a good idea at first because like it would help us balance the levels out, but for some reason the computer out is too quiet.
Yeah.
Even though in our headphones it's like really loud.
Yeah, this compressor, this the equipment we have going is they're jerks.
They're jerks. Jesus, I tell
you. Every week it's different.
I wonder, oh man, this is on the fly experimentation with the hardware, so
on a truly amazing career. Larry, 25
years. Oh, yeah, that's not making any difference.
Newsmakers, celebrities.
Oh, I think I know why, too. Yeah. God damn it. Son of a motherfucker. Oh, I know.
All you do is ask questions. But for generations of Americans, the answers to those questions.
There we go.
Have surprised
all right.
Us.
Thank you, Kai. Of course, now I don't know how it sounds relative to our voices.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Thank you, Larry.
But there was a bunch of Obama stuff there.
Yeah, it sounds.
How did Obama get roped into that crap? Let's see what Larry's.
Inside that truck.
For motherfucking Christ's sake.
Duracell battery.
Inside that truck is a Duracell battery.
Consider this. These
consider this.
Children's Hospital,
I'm the dude.
Because here they
from the Big
the
Lebowski.
Technologically advanced
and your kid in the hospital.
To power all those toys.
And to power all those toys.
Up a truck
Santa's got a Duracell.
Nothing's.
Oh, that kid just ran a RC car right into his dick.
It's not very often in my life I've been without words. I want to thank everybody associated with this program. All the people behind the scenes.
I want to thank Minnie Mouse for donating her shorts to make this tie.
Everybody who makes it possible, even the suits at the top. Love them, too. When I started 25 years ago at a...
Only 25?
Wow.
Wow.
In Washington, D.C.
You started doing this when I was a kid?
Last this long or come to this. So I'm going to go on, do a lot of other things. We're going to do specials here on CNN.
Do a lot of other... Come on, Larry. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a lot of other things. Like, I don't know, nap. Have a snack. Take a shit. Can I keep the light bright? Forget where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the background? Because you can't see what I'm looking at right now. But
oh,
the background
I know
on
the
his
background,
show,
yeah.
It does. It's a giant light bright. This is all it is.
It powers Larry.
But I thought maybe we could just kind of pick random.
Oh, yeah.
Larry
in every
King
episode,
videos.
I think we've heard there's something. And usually early on, which is good.
There is always something.
There's
he always.
Always
says something
to derail
nuts.
Everything.
Oh, this is great. I think I've seen this. Regis Philbin sings to Larry King.
Oh, Jesus.
If this is what I think it is, it's great. Oh, awesome. Since this is CNN's personal YouTube account.
Mm-hmm.
There's an advertisement.
Healthy smiles start at the
Healthy
gum line.
Smiles
That's
start at the
Crest
gum line. Who the
gum
fuck
protection
knew?
Toothpaste. It helps remove plaque at the gum line, helping prevent
Wait,
gingivitis.
Why would I want
and
it removed?
Been clinically proven to help reverse it in just 4 weeks.
Wait,
new Crest
what?
Pro Health clinical toothpaste.
Man, these toothpaste commercials, they all
I'm
say
doing
the
this.
Same
You've been
shit.
One of my favorite guests.
Okay.
Well, same goes for me. My feelings about you, Larry. And you know, what I really love about you is the fact that so many people don't know that you sing and you also sing all those great old songs that you only learned years and years ago growing up in New York City with no TV, only radio, only disc jockeys, only great songs and great singers.
This is old people entertainment. Like
yeah.
This,
hey, you sing those great old songs from back in the day when there was nothing but radios
yeah.
And everything sucked.
But at least, you know, Regis is like kind of animated. He's got something going on here. He's making a point. It's a boring point, but he's making a point here.
Those days. And I really have enjoyed, one day we were on a, Trump, listen to this. One day we were
oh,
on
Donald
a,
Trump is
a
there.
Plane coming back from Notre Dame, Larry and I. And I hear Larry singing a dear old song. And so we began doing it. But I got one for you tonight, Larry, okay? Totally
so,
unrehearsed.
All right.
So long for a while, that's all the king for a while, yours.
Larry's
Larry, don't let me
staring.
Down now.
Where am I?
Oh, no, hit song.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra song.
Yeah, so long to your hit parade.
He's trying
the
so hard.
The guest that you love to be played, Larry doesn't remember it. We're dying,
I don't
Trump.
Know the hit parade
We're dying
song.
Here.
Doesn't
okay, you got me, Regis. I lose.
I lose.
You got me, Regis.
That wasn't the point. The whole setup for that was Larry knows all these great old songs and he sings them.
Yeah.
And one time I heard, I got one for you, Larry. And he starts singing and Larry's just staring.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
It's this song. You know it. And Larry's like, oh, yeah, Frank Sinatra sang that one. It wasn't a quiz, Larry. You're supposed to sing it. I don't know. You got me. You win.
Poor fella. He's so gone.
It's just, and he was smiling beforehand like, this is great. He totally missed the fact that he was supposed to sing. He had no idea.
Oh, man.
Oh, Larry, what else do we got here? Let's see. That can't be. Seinfeld on Larry King. Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
Oprah was on Larry King?
Oprah 5.
Or it was Oprah. No, yeah. Larry King interviews Oprah.
Could be number one. I was really very excited about it because basically the message of The Secret is the message that I've been trying to share with the world on my show for the past 21 years. The message is that you're really responsible for your life. You are responsible for your life. I've known this. I've known this since The Color Purple. In 1985, I probably told you the story when I did The Color Purple, but in 1985, I did The Color Purple. Prior to that, I had read the book, Larry. Now, this is when I got The Secret thing, but I didn't know it was called The Secret. I read the book Color Purple and then went out and got books for everybody else I knew. And I was obsessed about this story, obsessed about it. I ate, slept, thought all the time about The Color Purple. I moved to Chicago. I get a call from...
This may have been a bad idea.
It's building up.
I've never gotten a call in my life.
Come on, Larry.
From anybody or a movie or anything like that. And I say, is it The Color Purple? And he's...
Okay, maybe we should bet. Yeah. Do you think when he starts talking...
Yeah.
Do you think it will be appropriate and make sense? Or do you think it will somehow be hilarious? Because it's kind of, I don't know, I'd say maybe 60% of the time, it kind of makes sense. Yeah. You know, it's sort of appropriate.
In a Larry kind of way.
Yeah. Like, it's boring, but whatever. But maybe 40% of the time, whatever comes out of his mouth isn't wholly inappropriate, but it's like, Larry. Yeah.
Larry's been keeping quiet for... the majority of this, so I assume he's really building something good up.
It feels like he's charging one up. Let's see. Don't let us down, Larry.
He says, no, it's a movie called Moonsong. And I go, well, I've been praying for The Color Purple. And I go to the audition, and of course it was The Color Purple. I audition. I don't hear anything for months. And I go to this fat farm, and I think it's because I'm fat, because I was about 212 pounds at the time. And I think I didn't get the call back because I'm so fat. And I'm at this fat farm, and
that's
I'm praying and crying, saying to God, help me let this go, because I wanted to be in this movie so much. I wanted it, I wanted it, I wanted it. I thought I was going to be in the movie. There's all these signs that I should be in the movie. And
this video is labeled Larry King Interviews Oprah on The Secret. Larry King hasn't said a goddamn thing. This isn't an interview. This is a monologue.
I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
How funny would it be if Larry started singing that? He used to know how to do it.
And she says, there's a phone call for you. And the phone call was Steven Spielberg saying, I want to see you in my office in California, Mark. Now, what I learned from that moment absolutely changed my life forever, because I had drawn The Color Purple into my life. I didn't know Steven Spielberg. I didn't know Quincy Jones, who saw me in Chicago.
Man,
Larry's,
Oprah.
Larry's just fascinated with the pigment of her skin.
Larry has one elbow on the desk, and he's got his head on his hand.
Yeah.
And said, I kind of think he fell asleep.
I didn't know him. I didn't know anybody that had anything to do with
it. He just jerked awake.
But I knew that I had drawn that into my life, and it changed the way I thought about my life forever.
So you're not surprised at the success of The Secret?
I'm thrilled for the success of The Secret.
Larry, that's not that bad, but it's kind of like a dumb question.
It is.
She just went on and on and on. I don't even know what The Secret is, but it's something Oprah-y that she's promoting, and she just went on and on and on about how she discovered it, and, you know, she's fucking promoting it.
So you're not surprised about the success?
Well, I thought it was going to flop.
Yeah, dumb question.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that wasn't what I was hoping for. Yeah. That was a lot of buildup for nothing, really. God, I wonder if there's like, let me see, funny Larry King.
Oh, man.
Somebody
else out there has to know.
Larry King, funny Larry King video mashup. Let's see what this is. Could be bad. The Young Turks.
Larry King is retiring. He's hanging up his suspenders.
I don't want to hear you talk about Larry King.
Oh, fuckers. Larry King asking someone if they're gay? I don't know who Eric Massa is.
My name is Chris.
I'm out.
God, I'm your neighbor.
We share the same values.
Good times.
This is another The Young Turks video anyway, so who cares? But that was an advertisement. Motherfuck. God, I really thought this would be better, but it's... I'm running into all kinds of interview fail.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, this is Larry King and Seinfeld.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Don't this most
is
a, shows
is this still
there.
CNN? Don't. I was the number one show on television, Larry. No. 75 million viewers last episode.
Boy, don't take it so bad.
The difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Larry, come on.
Props to Seinfeld.
So, just to clarify. So you weren't canceled. All right, we're back with Larry Seinfeld.
Larry has no idea what's going on ever. I don't think he prepares for these interviews. I think he has kind of a vague idea of what's going to happen, and then...
He's lost his edge, his rawness.
Whatever happens, happens. Well, I think that is his edge, his rawness. His edge and rawness is that he has no idea what's going on.
You know, I'm not going to fake it like a lot of these guys out there. I don't pretend to be interested. I don't do research and pretend that I know things.
Yeah.
I just go in there as me, Larry King, and I say, who are you? And why are you here? Am I at home or am I at work? I wear the same suspenders and tie either way. I sleep standing up in a closet because my back can no longer handle lying down. So I have a very hard time getting dressed and undressed. So I wear the same thing all the time. I have no idea where I am. I have no frame of reference. These glasses are not functional. I actually can't see a goddamn thing. I'm led around on a leash.
Oh, it's too bad.
I have no idea.
It's too bad. The last episode of Larry King was Larry, like, reaching forward to feel the face of who he's interviewing.
He can't see. Do you mind if I touch your face so I know what you look like? Oh, you're very pretty.
Oh, man.
It's Obama. You're very pretty, Barry.
Oh, man. Larry King.
Yeah.
Should I try anymore? I'm afraid. Like,
I'm afraid too. Yeah, I think we've done.
Larry King responds to Ashton Kutcher's Twitter?
Oh, man.
Oh, his Twitter. Ashton Kutcher challenged
him?
Hey,
Kutcher, I got your message. It's Larry King. Do I have to tell you who I am? Anyway.
You have to tell me who you are. Hey, Kutcher. The Kutcher.
Yeah.
Are you putting me on? Are you kidding? You think you can take on an entire network? Do you know how big we are? Do you know what CNN is? Kutcher, you're playing out of your field. You're in another time zone. This ain't gonna work. CNN will bury you. But we won't take any ads saying we buried Kutcher. What would be the big deal in that? But I'm proud to say that I'll participate in anything you want. You come on my show.
That sound
I'll go
wasn't
on your...
my computer. That was on the video.
Whatever it is you do. Now, if you want to give something or do something crude to Ted Turner, I hope you know that he doesn't run this network anymore. Some people
who gives
think
a
that,
fuck?
But he...
Sesame Street. Larry
Today
King meets
I'm
the
here
letter
with
W.
The 23rd letter of the alphabet. The letter W.
Hey, hello, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, I bet.
What the fuck?
This is awesome if you pretend that this is all in Larry's mind. That this may have happened one day, like after a show or before a show. Like the crew is just standing around and all of a sudden Larry snaps awake from a nap on the desk.
And today with me is the 23rd letter of the alphabet. Letter W.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Hello. Right now, we're going to take some calls and find out about people's favorite W words.
Wonderful.
Well, from Wabasha, you're on with W. What's your favorite W word?
Why?
Because we want to know, what is your favorite W word?
Why?
I already told you because we want to know.
But pardon me, Larry, but Y is a W word.
This is I'm the first Larry's
letter
head.
In the word.
Yeah. Wow.
See? I get it. Our next
Larry's playing tricks on himself.
Wichita. That's hip. What's your
Wait a minute. What's hip?
Wanda. Our next caller is Wanda from Wichita. That's hip.
What? What's hip?
That's hip.
Wanda? Wanda from Wichita?
Is Wichita hip?
What's hip, Larry? What's
that's,
hip?
That's hip. I mean, my hip just broke. Just sitting here. Both of them.
Your favorite W word.
What?
I said, what's your favorite W word? She cannot hear me. I said, what's your W word?
He believes it.
She cannot hear me.
Okay.
Who's on first?
Oh, Jesus, Larry.
Hey, I hate to interrupt you again, but what is another W word? I start the word what, too. See?
Gotcha. Next caller, you're live with Larry from, hey, it's Warren from Walla Walla. What's your favorite W word?
Ooh.
Oh, I get it.
Wait a minute.
Who is your next caller? You're live with Larry from, hey.
You're live with Larry from, wait a minute, that's me. dude, this is definitely not live. This is pre-recorded. How many times do you think he did that?
Oh, man.
Before they were like, good enough.
All right, caller, you're live with Larry from, shit. Which one's me?
I like how the W is the voice of the W sounds a lot like Larry if he were to impersonate.
This is my impression of the letter W.
That's because it's his inner monologue.
I start the word what, too. Ah, gotcha. Anyway, you're on with Larry from...
I don't know. Should I look for any more Larry videos?
I'm good. I don't know about
you.
You're
good? Yeah. Okay.
I like how Larry kind of seems like he... When he the Ashton Kutcher thing, he's like, you can't mess with CNN. I am CNN.
I am CNN.
And everybody in the studio is like trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, Larry. So Larry's done.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot more things.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of things.
I hope they bring him on SNL or something.
Oh, God.
He'll forget all his
oh,
lines.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Just improv everything.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Somebody says a line. Like, Larry is supposed to be running a store. He's behind the counter. And somebody walks in and says, how much for the fan?
What? I don't work here. Who are all these people?
Yeah.
We're live with Larry from Walla Walla, Washington.
I'm more live than SNL.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
But I am curious as to what he'll do afterwards. I know he's going to stay in the show business kind of scene, so.
I don't know. I think he's going to go home and go to bed. he's going to climb into his casket. And he's just going to go to eternal sleep. Maybe he'll wake up, you know, in a century.
Yeah.
When his bloodlust is no longer sated. He kind of looks like Dracula.
Yeah, he does.
Like,
yeah.
Doesn't he? Sort of like the Bram Stoker's Dracula with the big, man. Like, weird kind of cleaved beehive hairdo thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, you know, smaller, more subdued.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the cartoon caricature version, and this is the real thing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I think we'll take a break now.
All right. Sounds good.
Cause yeah, Larry.
Fuck them all. Fuck the horse. Fuck the cab drivers. Fuck Mexico. They made me kill babies, man. Oh, good babies. You ever have to kill a baby? You ever have to kill a baby? You ever have to kill a little goop baby? I didn't think so. You're full of shit. You never killed a baby.
How the fuck do you know? Maybe I killed babies. Maybe I killed more babies than you did, you fuck! Maybe I killed a whole bunch of babies, but I don't talk about it!
And we're back.
We're back.
What's up, Orion?
That's a good one, Kyle.
I heard you think about things.
Yeah, well, this week was kind of a drag. Nothing really happened except There's this new place that opened up, new restaurant in the area called, I forget what it's called. It's some new place that serves like wings, you know, like buffalo wings.
Okay.
And they have all these different sauces and it's brand new and everybody's talking about it. So I went to the place yesterday with a friend and we decided we were going to take this challenge they had because they have this really hot sauce. And I think all these places.
Okay.
They have, you know, all these sauces and they gauge them on how hot they are. And if you eat the hot ones, they have like a challenge and you can get your name on the board.
Oh, know, yeah.
That kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Because the friend was up for it. And I'm like, I'm no pussy. And the whole time I'm thinking, it's going to be hot. These wings will be spicy.
Yeah.
But doable.
How many of them do you have to eat to get your name up on the board?
They have two challenges. The first one is... what do they call it? It's the atomic sauce. It's the atomic wing challenge.
Okay.
The first challenge is you eat five.
Okay.
And you get a bumper sticker. And you have to sign a waiver. You know, they're not responsible.
You're dying, yeah.
Ooh, scary.
Developing an ulcer.
Yeah. The second challenge is you have to eat six more to get a t-shirt. But,
Jesus.
But if you just eat the five, you get a bumper sticker and your name goes on the wall. So I'm like, I'll do the five.
Well, at least you get something because, you know, it could just be your name goes up on the wall. It's kind of funny to me. I mean, obviously, I'm going to let you finish, but it's kind of funny to me that there exists a product on their menu that isn't meant to be bought because you want it. You know, obviously, nobody would want it.
Yeah.
They just keep it there so that they can have this challenge.
Yeah. And it's definitely a gimmick. Like people will talk about it. They have this challenge. What's that you say?
Yeah, it's just funny. Like obviously this isn't going to be something that anybody orders regularly.
Yeah.
If it was, there wouldn't be the challenge.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be dared to eat it. So why? It's just funny.
But with each sauce, they gauge it. I forget how you gauge the heat level of spice. It's something BU's. SBUs or some shit. I don't know.
I've never heard of
but
this
before. But
they gauge
it like 1,500.
I've never heard of this before.
Like they gauge it by number, like 1,500, 3,000.
Is it like
8,
their own special system? Because it might exist, but I've never heard of a spice index.
I think they gauge like certain peppers on this. Like what's the hottest pepper in the world? It's this many...
jalapenos
SBUs,
per second.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard of this before.
But the hottest one they have below the atomic is like 8,000, I believe.
Okay.
But the atomic is 150,000.
Oh.
So, right? And I'm like,
this sounds to me like they made it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we made up the scale, so it jumps from 800 to 150,000.
Because it's that extreme, right? And I'm thinking, five wings, bring it on. I can wolf that down like that, you know? So we do it. And we sign the waivers, we get the wings, and fuck, man. They just pass the wings by my face and set them in front of me like, oh, here they are. Enjoy. Good luck. And I could tell right away they weren't fucking around.
Yeah.
My nose was like very uncomfortable. And I'm like, okay, I can do this, whatever. So I look at my friend and we pick a wing up and we're like, let's do it. So we go, we dig in and he's just mowing them down like done, done. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to enjoy this special sauce.
Right, right.
And it's pretty hot. And I get through like two of them. It's spicy. Okay. And in my head, I'm like, motherfuckers, this is nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a bumper sticker and I'm going to tell everybody it wasn't that big a deal. Then I get to like number four and everybody's asking me other than my friend, like, how is it? Is it hot?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm doing that. I don't want to move because I'm really feeling these side effects. Like I'm very uncomfortable. Like I almost want to go outside and just kind of heave.
Wow.
To like get this out of me. And I'm like looking at everybody like I'm going to puke, you know,
like
don't talk to me.
It wasn't just the spice in your mouth. Like you
the
felt
heat. My eyes were like swelling up.
Well, yeah, but I've never I've never had something spicy and had it make me sick. I've had spicy stuff and like, you know, my nose is running and my eyes are watering and my mouth is burning. My mouth is on fire, but I've never felt anything anywhere else.
It wasn't an allergic reaction. It was just, they weren't fucking around. Like I this sounds like I'm a pussy, but for a second I was like looking at all the cell phones like somebody might have to call somebody.
Wow.
It was bad.
You know how retarded I am is now hearing, before I had no interest, but now hearing you say this, I want to try it.
Yes. And I
that's so dumb. You're like, it was agonizing. It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. And now so I want to try it.
Yeah. And that's like, inside you, you're like, it can't be that bad. Well, I know that feeling.
I tried the equivalent at Buffalo Wild Wings. I tried their hottest sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was kind of the same in that, like, it started out and I'm like, this is spicy, but it's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as I went, it got pretty bad.
It gets like, pretty violent,
and to the point where, you know, I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for the fact that it's like, it wasn't like I didn't get my name on a wall or anything, but like, you know, it was kind of the challenge. That was kind of the reason I ordered them.
Then you can talk about it. Like, people will show up and be like, ooh, I wonder what this is like. And you can tell them, so it's no big deal.
It was so spicy that I wasn't enjoying it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, I mean, it's not like I couldn't handle it. I finished them. Yeah. And I think I got like an 8-piece or something. Like,
I'd like you to try them because the friend I had that I was sharing the challenge with, I guess, he had been to Buffalo Wild Wings and had that top hot sauce.
Yeah.
And he was like, that was nothing.
Really?
This is really...
were they boneless or bone-in?
Bone-in. We asked.
Because, I had boneless with...
Really?
Yeah, with the other
They wouldn't
style.
Allow the boneless because they said, we need the sauce to touch your lips. So you gotta like bite down on the bone and it rubs off on your face. And
oh, that's garbage.
Fucking face is burning. But, we didn't speak for like 20 minutes after that because we couldn't breathe.
Wow.
Any slight breath going in or out was heat, like irritant.
I obviously have.
Oh, it was so bad.
No right to judge, but
you gotta
I can't
try it,
help
man.
But feel like you're a pussy.
I know. I know.
Can't
That's
help
how
it.
I felt.
It's food, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, just relax. I can't, like, I don't even like spicy stuff. So I really have no incentive to try it, but I really want to.
I want to compare it to like trying a mystery drug. Like a friend's like, you got to try this.
Yeah.
Oh, it can't be that bad. I might trip some balls, whatever. And then you try it and you're like gripping your chair like, oh God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
I almost think it's more like breaking a bone on purpose because you've never done it and somebody told you it hurts really bad. And you're like, it can't be that bad. Kids do it.
Yeah.
But so you break your arm on purpose. That's more what it's like, I think.
Yeah. But it was, I've never had a hot sauce that made me feel physically, it wasn't ill. Like I felt a reaction that made me feel like I was dying.
Did it make
it was
your
really
stomach
bad.
Hurt?
It was like, I don't know. I just panicked. My body was like freaking out.
That's weird. Yeah, because I've never felt anything outside of my head.
Yeah.
You know, like my eyes will water, my nose will run, and my mouth hurts. That's it.
And I got all that. My eyes, were like swelling. Anyway, my friend, after we're done, we can't speak. He's like, could I get a glass of milk? And he gets a glass. This son of a bitch gets milk. I can't get it because I'm lactose intolerant. So I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, don't breathe.
Maybe you're worse in
I
terms
might be
of
a
the
pussy.
Lactose intolerance than I am.
Yeah.
But I would fucking suffer through a glass of milk at that point.
Yeah.
I can't get milk. I'll evaporate.
But yeah, it was bad. And then this morning I had to take a shit. And everybody was like, oh, it's going to burn on the way out. And I'm like, yeah, you're full of shit. I've had
did
hot
it?
Sauce. It did.
Really? That's another thing I've never experienced.
It was a quick shit. Like I was getting ready for work and I'm like running kind of late. And I'm like, I got to do this now if I'm going to do it. And I did it. And I was like really uncomfortable. My asshole was burning. I'm like, this day is going to suck.
That's another thing I've never had happen. I've heard of it.
Same here.
Like people make jokes about it.
Yeah.
But I've never had a spicy shit.
Yeah. So, and you can buy the sauce. So
why would you?
I don't know.
So you can play the home version of the game, give yourself a t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
I win. Go me.
Yeah.
You got a whole wall full of pictures of yourself at home with t-shirts with your with like your own name written on them in permanent marker.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll have to hit the place up and then you can continue the experience.
And you don't know what it's called.
Oh, Quaker Steak and Lube.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is that place? It's like a restaurant that looks like an oil change place.
That I don't believe. When you go inside, it's like very...
You don't believe?
No, that before it was built, everybody had these rumors like this new place is coming to town. And from what I hear, they can change your oil while you eat. And it's like an oil change kind of looking place. It really... I guess could be on the outside. You don't get any indication of that. And when you go inside, there's like Kawasaki ninjas and like a NASCAR hanging from the fucking ceiling. It's just a very like,
well, I don't know.
I love NASCAR and racing.
I don't know if it can change your oil, but it is supposed to look like an oil change place. It has lube in the name of the restaurant. Yeah. It is supposed to look like that.
I think it's a national chain.
I think it even has like a place for you to kind of drive through. Like it's supposed to look like an oil change place.
It was dark. I didn't see that. I don't know. But like I was saying, it's a national chain, but the building they built here isn't like the, it's kind of like a miniature. Like I guess they can do oil changes while you eat at some locations, but here, no, you just eat there and it's small.
It's called Quaker Steak and Lube, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the lube part. You know, oil, lube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so. It's surprising to me that you're, like, until I read that it says steak on it, I thought it was an oil change place. It's surprising to me that you're like, I didn't see that, I don't know.
No, I heard about it, but, yeah, it was all rumors and shit. Oh, this is what I heard. This is what I looked into. I don't know until I see it. I don't know.
But you didn't, I'm really confused right now.
We'll have to go.
It didn't look like it to you?
On the outside, yeah. No.
It looked like a restaurant to you.
Just like a restaurant, yeah.
All right.
Wait a minute. Now that you mention it, no, it does have a fucking place that is fenced up, but it looks like a place you can drive through. Sorry about that. My memory's failing.
Well, and it's all green. It looks
like an oil change place, yeah. No.
Now that I think about it. Now I don't know if you're just changing your story because I sound so incredulous about it.
No, this is the reason. It's one of those, it's a weird restaurant where I parked, I went to the front, and there's no fucking door. So I'm like, what the fuck?
And a lot of them are like
I'm going
that.
To the side. That's not it. But there was that like, you could drive through here and get your oil changed. Only it's fenced off. It's just a, you know, for show. So I had to go on the other side. Oh, there's the door. That's how that part I had forgotten that I got lost. Couldn't figure out.
A lot of restaurants they either don't have a front door or they have one, but it's like kind of a weird employees only thing that nobody ever uses.
Yeah.
But it's in the front. So it's like, that's where you would try to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them are like that.
But yeah. What else? One other thing. This has really bugged me and I've always wanted to bring it up on the show.
Oh.
When people win shit on the radio.
Uh-huh.
But their reaction is always, like,
do they literally
congratulations,
say,
you're our 10th caller. You just won tickets and you called in for this because you wanted them, right? And they're like, you win. And they're like, awesome.
Well, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Fuck off.
I get what you're saying, but that's probably what I would do.
All of them. Everybody on the fucking radio that wins something isn't like, sweet. Oh, yeah, cool.
But I sort of talked about this a long time ago. Like, like whenever I would get presents, like Christmas presents, birthday presents, even if it was exactly what I wanted and I didn't think I was going to get it, my reaction was never, whoa, sweet, awesome, oh yeah, I just won the lottery.
Well,
no,
that's too bad.
My reaction was, cool, thanks.
All right.
Because that's just not me. Like I'm overly animated right now having this conversation. Like I'm play acting a little bit just because it's better to listen to, but... Yeah. I don't do that.
It's weird, man.
So, like, if I'm on the radio, I would have to fake it in order to be like what you just did.
Okay.
Like, you just won tickets to see Kid Rock, because they were giving those away recently on the radio.
Yeah.
You just won tickets to see Kid Rock. Awesome, man. Thanks. That's about what you'd get out of me.
damn, man, if I won, I mean, I'd be excited.
I try not to be like, all right, cool. You know, I try to be a little more upbeat than that. But
yeah.
But if I did anything like, woo, yeah, that would be totally fake.
Oh, not me. I'd be excited. If I called in and won anything, I'd be like, sweet, I won. Fuck everybody else.
I just don't do that. Like, it's such a, I understand it from a kind of a abstract perspective. Like,
yeah,
I've seen other people do it. I know it happens.
Yeah.
But that's not that's not an instinctual or reflexive reaction for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I don't get excited and then make noises, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I get excited.
There's something I really like. Woo!
I got a pink guitar way back for Christmas, like a play guitar, and it was pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted the blue one, but I got the pink one, and I was still like, there's a photo I got to find, man, and I will scan it in. You should see my eyes look like they're going to fall out of my head.
Wow.
And my mouth, I'm like, oh, sweet, pink guitar.
I've never been, I don't know. I've never been like that.
Ooh, speaking of childhood memories.
Okay.
I'm eating a candy cane right now.
Yeah.
Because it's festive. I remember when I was a kid, and the only reason I really wanted candy canes, because they really don't taste that great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're peppermint, whatever, depending on the candy cane you buy. The cool thing about them is when you suck on them long enough, you can get it to that point.
Yeah.
Where it's like a deadly weapon.
Yeah, it's a murdering implement.
Yeah, you get it to that point where like you could even stab yourself in the tongue. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, I'm bleeding. Sweet.
I think I may have, like, not through my tongue, but I think I may have cut myself on a candy cane before.
Damn. It's so cool. But I remember, there was like five of us kids. We were real young at school and we had candy canes and we wanted to make them into a point as fast as possible. It was like a contest. And we came back from recess. We're in the classroom and we open up our candy canes. The teacher's teaching and we're just sitting there. All right, go. And we're just going down on them as fast as possible. Like they're dicks. Like,
nice. So you guys had a licking and sucking contest.
Yeah. And we were really going at it. Picture the teacher, like, you know, teaching social studies or some shit and turns around. There's five kids like just.
Were you making those sounds? I wish you were.
Yeah.
What?
So good. Peppermint. Love it.
You know those big, they're not the candy cane shape.
Oh,
they're just like rods. And they're like an inch in diameter.
Big fucking things, yeah.
Huge candy canes.
Oh, man. Don't tell me you made a point out of one of those.
No, I was going to say, I wish that's what you guys were using.
Oh, man. It's like the thickness of a realistic dick.
Yeah.
Not the fake ones. Jesus Christ. But yeah, good times. Good times.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever. That's a weird. Like, I bet I can suck mine off to a point before you can. I mean, I know you weren't thinking anything like sexual, but
not at all.
Even at that, I can't imagine thinking like, let's have this contest.
Yeah, this was pre. You know, oh, I like girls.
I think it was like just
second grade, first grade.
It was just the kind of thing that like. Had never come up in conversation. Like we were all doing it, but I'd never talked to anybody about it, you know, like about making a point on the end of a candy cane.
I guess we were all just sucking on them at recess and we decided to compete because we're men, you know?
I wonder if anyone's ever been murdered with a candy cane. Because you probably could.
Get pretty sharp.
You get a good stab in the right spot.
Oh, yeah. Like in the lung.
Ooh. Through the eye.
Ooh. Ooh.
But like jabbed up, you know, into the brain.
Yeah.
I bet you could do it.
Yeah.
I bet you could stab yourself. I bet, like, you know how dumb, like really dumb kids put things in their nose?
Yeah.
I bet you could stab it up like, through your nasal cavity into your brain.
There's got to be something about a kid dying from a candy cane.
Probably.
I'm surprised they haven't been banned. Think of the children.
Yeah.
You should check that out, Kyle.
I'm scared. You know what? Even if it wasn't sharpened, you can stick it up your nose.
True.
I'm surprised they haven't been banned.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like these are only suitable for children ages 10 and up.
I'm surprised they haven't banned food in general. Like you bit a piece off and he choked on it.
Oh, shit.
Recall.
It has
all sandwiches.
It has to be pre-chewed.
We only feed children mush.
Candy cane death?
Yeah, I don't know.
The deadly candy cane.
Hmm.
I've never heard of death by candy cane. I can see your point, but I would. This is from Yahoo Answers, right. And this I'm reading the little Google blurb.
Yeah.
What does it say? In school today, the question came up: has anyone ever died from a candy cane?
Ooh.
As many know, candy canes can become extremely sharp after a good licking. Plus, you walk around with them in your mouth. It is the ingredient for a serve, if for a serve? Severe, maybe? It is the ingredient for a severe, if not deadly, accident. A fall with one in your mouth could be... ... Do you know of any injuries from these delicious... That's spelled way wrong. Delicious delights? You lick the candy cane and it has a sharp edge, and then you trip over a present and it stabs you through the head into your brain. Who the fuck gave me the thumbs down? That's the top answer.
Really?
Yes, that's the top answer.
That's horrible.
Good God, what must the rest of the answers be like? Never heard of any problems, but I guess if a child is running with a candy cane and takes a fall, it could possibly cause an eye injury if it goes into their eye.
What? Oh, Jesus.
I've never heard of any, which was your question, but I guess I agree with you in your original statement that it could happen. I put one through my tongue one time, but I don't think it could penetrate your skin enough. You put one through your tongue? I stabbed one through my tongue, but I don't think it could penetrate the skin.
Oh, Jesus.
Just a toothache from eating too many. That doesn't...
Fuck off. Go read the Bible.
Nope, but I did have an accident with my recorder when I was 8 years old.
Ooh, Jesus.
It could have easily been a candy cane. Jesus.
How the hell are you?
Small is your recorder? How big is your candy cane? Haha, anyways. I was playing with it, and my big bro, he was 9 years old at the time, thought it would be funny if he were to surprise me by pushing and flipping the recorder in my mouth while I was playing it. My God, the pain. The recorder scraped a space long.
Nice.
Two words. Scraped along the roof of my mouth and went on to the tip of my throat. It removed,
'cause it comes to a tip.
It removed a tons of flesh. And I couldn't eat anything for a week's.
Jesus Christ, people. Jesus.
I've never heard of it happening, but that doesn't mean it hasn't. I'd think it more likely that diabetics get into trouble with them more than there being injuries.
Jesus Christ.
This one should be the top one. I just ate a candy cane.
That's one of the answers.
If you aren't careful with any food, you can die somehow.
All right.
For example, you can choke from a rice cake or bread.
For example.
I like that you could choke on any food. But
I need an example, Kyle.
But if you're going to give an example, you can't just give rice cake or just bread.
Yeah.
For example, you could choke on a rice cake or bread. So I would say don't mess around with sharp objects. What? This doesn't. Okay. If you aren't careful with any food, you could die somehow. For example, you can choke from a rice cake or bread. So following from that, choking on rice cakes or bread. So I would say don't mess around with sharp objects.
Thanks a lot.
You know, you could choke on mashed potatoes. So I'd say don't play with scissors.
I love it.
If you can help it.
Oh, man.
I cut my thumb with one today. I was eating Iut, I-U-T, while running. Always a good idea. What are people doing?
Yeah.
I was in a hurry, but I also really needed a peppermint fix. I was eating one today while running, and I tripped, and my hand moved and slipped my thumb. So, yeah. Lots of H's on that, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Diabetes is an epidemic problem among overeaters of sweets.
I'm sorry. I'm unrelated.
Jesus Christ. Now I just want to pick Yahoo Answers questions and just read the answers. There is, like, you can browse categories.
Oh, my God.
Browse categories.
Oh, I think I just deafened the listeners with my fucking laughter. It kills me.
Society and culture.
Sounds good.
Is it okay to buy my girlfriend a necklace for Christmas?
No!
Could you tell me what you know about Islam?
No, man.
Could you, the letter U, tell me what you, the letter U, know about Islam? This question is for Jehovah's Witnesses. Concerns this? Ooh. I like that because it makes no sense. Yeah. That's just a question. Is it bad if I laughed at this? What the heck was wrong with white people in these days? This was so racist?
Hmm.
Who are winner on Christmas Day? I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, you don't...
Is anything sticking out to you? You want to know about Islam or Jehovah's Witnesses or racism?
Oh, man. Do the Jehovah
Witnesses. Okay, Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah, yeah. This question is for Jehovah's Witnesses. Concerns this? Scripture. That's a sentence with a lowercase s. Scripture. Period.
I like where this is going.
Matt 24:13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I see and hear that often from Jehovah's Witnesses. Actually, it says JW. I see and hear that often from JW. Does it mean that you never really know you are saved until the end of your life? What do you do to make it to the end? Hypothetically, what if you died in a moment of some sin or some doubt? That verse really seems hopeless to me. I doubt it seems that way to you because you use it all the time. What exactly is it you need to endure? There are no answers.
Oh, fuck.
I think these must be like the most recent questions.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, these are like from 1 minute ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, how about resolved? I'll go to resolved questions. Here we go. What can we do about racist people?
Yes.
This sounds good. And bout without an A. Bout. Can and it's all caps. The question isn't in all caps, but the heading of the question yeah. is typed out more or less appropriately, except for the word about is just bout. But then the actual question is in all caps. Can we put them in a box and seal them up good and send them to Mars or pray they choke on a chicken bone? And then additional details. I am not the judge, just an idea. The best answer chosen by the asker.
All right.
I hate racist people too, but I don't think a chicken bone would help. Lord Payne, I agree with you on all of those, but I'm not illiterate by any means. Maybe you should ask one of your star relatives. Maybe that was a swear word?
Ooh.
Ass. And then the asker's rating was 5 stars, and then in all caps it says, are you racist or faking it? I am really confused. Yeah. I guess Lord Payne is another... Okay, yeah, Lord Payne posted an answer. So that was a reference to another person who posted an answer.
I see.
And that person's answer was, Wendy, funny you should say you hate racist people while you are already being nominated for the most racist, ignorant, illiterate, simpleton, bigoted... star on here. LMFAO! Wendy, you just need to realize that not all blacks are bad, because that is what I did. Oh, and Womanizer 3000, I would rather be gay than to be racist.
What?
This is like a thread, I guess, that's been going on. Oh, people have been commenting back and forth. Besides, some people are born gay and can't help it. Nobody's born black or racist. Whatever, I don't even know. I made that part up, but I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
God, what a terrible stereotypical world. Sources. I am half black myself and sometimes get ashamed of it, but then I realize that not all blacks are bad, you idiot. Wendy. So somebody named Wendy said, I am half black myself and sometimes get ashamed of it, but then I realize that not all blacks are bad, you idiot.
I'm lost. Yeah, shit.
Man, why does Wendy keep calling black? Yeah, these people are like talking back and forth.
Yeah.
What is the most deluded religion on earth? I like that because it's like, it is assuming you can rank them. Like yeah. This one's not so bad. Yeah. But this one, oh man, you should hear the shit they believe in.
This is going to have many, many comments, I'm sure.
I don't even know. Why can't I tickle myself? In lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered. That's like the category it's under. When a woman is about to be hanged or stoned or executed in some other fashion, is it important she accept? That's in religion and spirituality. If she's about to be killed, is it important that she, accept religion? Who were the only people that Jesus said were of their father, the devil? What was the fruit Adam and Eve ate? Who and why told us Merry Xmas? Has anyone ever was sleepwalking and woke up with?
Jesus. So sad.
How does this happen? All right. This question. Has anyone ever was sleepwalking and woke up with? Oh, and then there's more to the question.
Oh, I see.
Food in their mouths? I swear this happens to me sometimes. It is so weird. And then the best answer is not me. There's more to it, but that's the best answer. Not me. I think you should go to the doctor because there is a certain condition for that. I forget what it's called, but it can make you gain weight. Well, duh. You're eating. I think it's called eating.
Yeah. Jesus.
Then the next answer is, no, I have never sleepwalked.
Why did you answer?
Nope. Sleepwalking is strange. I sleep talk / rap. One of the answers is,
oh man,
you must be fat, yo. Oh man, I could do this all day.
This reminds me of when we were reading off, wow, what's that one site?
Oh yeah,
is it normal? Yeah,
should go back to that site.
That was great. Good times.
I didn't really have much to say this week anyway. Is it normal? Polls. Is it normal to feel awesome after taking a huge dump? Is it normal to be jealous? Is it normal to sit through Charlie horses? I love her and it's consuming my life. Is it normal the screaming? Is it normal that I punch myself? Which one? Is it normal the screaming or that I punch myself?
Screaming.
Okay. My mom is weird. When we fight, she yells. God damn it. Oh, I forgot this site has these ads.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Fucking ads. And it has a pause button, but it won't let you push it.
I love it.
I can just turn this down for now.
Yeah.
Okay. My mom is weird. When we fight, she yells, then leaves, still angry. Yells more outside the room, comes back in to yell more, then leaves again, still mad. She refuses to forgive me for anything until about a day later, after she's sick of screaming at me, usually for an hour. Then she goes after my family. If we leave her alone when we come back, she's twice as mad. Is it normal? Any tips on handling her? What does she goes after my family
mean?
Yeah,
she's not part of the family.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is completely normal for your mom to yell for hours on end. My mom does it all the time. It's just because they need to get all of their anger out. So the best thing to do is just try and not talk back. Even if she's completely wrong, it will still be your fault. You just need to get used to backing down. That's not really a mom thing. That's just a women thing.
Yeah.
Just let them go. Yeah. Let them tire themselves out.
I'm sorry, baby. I don't want to fight anymore, ever.
Is it normal that I punch myself? I'm worried about what's been going on.
Oh, man.
My parents got divorced when I was younger. Let's go back to the beginning. My parents got divorced when I was younger, so I have two very different home lives. No, I'm not trying to whine about my parents splitting up. I know it happens to a lot of people. My mom is super controlling and extremely narcissistic. My dad is really laid back and never bothers me about anything. I love my dad and almost never get mad at him, but when I'm at my mom's house, the littlest thing she does will set me off. I know I'm overreacting, but I scream and throw things and I can't help it because I just get so angry. A while ago, we had a really big fight and I ended up cutting. I ended up cutting. I love that there's just a term. Like, I ended up cutting means cutting myself, yeah, and everybody knows it.
They should know. Yeah.
It wasn't a lot. And cutting yourself on purpose is kind of a lot, period. You don't have to do much.
It was just a little cut. It's cool.
It wasn't a lot. It was reasonable. Yeah. It wasn't a lot. Nothing even close to suicidal.
Okay.
But people noticed because it was on my face. Weird. I was really ashamed about it, and you can still sort of see the scars. But I never did it after that one time. However, in the past few weeks, whenever we would fight or I would have a bad day, I would punch myself in the face. The first time I did it, it left such a bad bruise that everybody kept asking me about it. But it was easy to lie and say I tripped. I did it again the other night. It wasn't even because I had a bad day. I just felt kind of empty. I can't really explain it well, and sometimes I wish that there was something wrong with me. Wish no longer. And I'd have some excuse to talk to a therapist or something. Please, if you have any insight into what I can do to feel better, please tell me.
All right.
That sounds to me like a wienery person, mm-hmm, looking for someone to go, oh, poor baby. Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. boy, you're broken. Let me fix you.
I am, yes. Fix me.
I'm here for you. Because they want you to think they're broken.
Yeah.
Because nobody is cutting themselves and punching themselves in the face and honestly doesn't know that that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
They might think, I've got it under control.
Yeah.
But they know that's weird.
Yeah. Just looking for attention.
Is it normal to punch myself in the face? I don't... I've never talked to anybody about it. I don't know. It might be normal.
I like to think that that's what that person sounds like, too.
I'm from Jersey.
Could you imagine? There is not a person alive that sounds like that.
That cuts themselves, you know? I cut myself just to feel sometimes. You know what I mean? You're like, you ever just... I don't feel alive. I just gotta cut myself to see myself bleed and know that my heart's still beating. You know what I mean?
I'd like to think somebody
I could
out there.
That guy would punch himself in the face before he'd ever try cutting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. God, I just like to put on a Bright Eyes album and just cut myself all night long. You know, my father never loved me.
I can't imagine. I think you, like... If you were that guy, but you had that mindset, it would change your accent. Like your voice would get higher pitched, and you start talking like this.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be able to keep talking like that. I wonder if that's true though. Like I can't picture that.
Yeah.
But you know, that's me stereotyping. I wonder if there is like some big palooka out there.
Oh my God.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma. I hate myself and I want to die, okay? What's the matter with you? I hate you. You don't understand me. Nobody understands me. I'm going to my room.
You want me to move out?
I can't do it.
I'm going to my room to listen to some Elliott Smith. Cry myself to sleep. Nobody understands me and nobody ever will.
You're killing me.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
Son of a bitch.
Oh. Okay. Where are we at now? I mean, this show is...
I know.
We're over an hour now.
Jesus.
I don't feel like we've done anything substantial in this episode, but I also feel like I don't have anything else to go to, really.
Yeah. You have that look in your eyes like, oh, this is a bad one, but I really never give a shit. So
yeah, I had some fun. I don't think this is...
We could make noises for 2 hours.
I don't think this is in the top 10.
Maybe. Yeah.
but I had some fun, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Are you good? Is there anything else you wanted to bring up? I know you come with a list, but a lot of times there's stuff that you're like, well, if we don't have anything else, I'll get to this. But was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Just thought I'd throw this in here. I got a text like a couple seconds ago.
Oh, you did?
And it's from Ollie. She says, landing strip accomplished.
I'll tell you what my guess. What my guess
and
is.
There's
as
a happy
to what
face
that
afterwards.
Mean.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Is that that has something to do with pubic trimming?
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be. But I don't know if she's fucking with me or
is
trying
this
to
a
interrupt
conversation you guys had
no,
before.
This like, came out of nowhere. I think she's just trying to.
Hey Orion, I was thinking about growing my pubes out, and then kind of shaving them down to like a landing strip. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Landing strip accomplished.
Yeah.
All right.
That fucking voice is going to haunt me.
What? Oh, that one. That one. This is how I should do my Aldi impressions. Hey, Orion. I was thinking about growing my pubes out and, you know, shaving them down into a landing strip. What do you think? Ah, fuck it. Landing strip accomplished. You waited too long to respond.
I just had a thought, Kyle. Anytime I need to call a company and dispute something,
yeah,
I'm going to call you. And you call them. I'll give you all the details.
Okay.
You call them.
Hey! Hey, I heard...
Like, my internet's been down.
No, I couldn't say I heard, because it'd have to be me pretending to be you.
Yeah.
Hey, heard. My internet ain't working. Something wrong with the tubes?
Listen,
I've been punching the wall, and nothing's happening. Listen, completely neither here nor there, but is it normal to punch yourself in the face? Like, my mom and I had a huge argument.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't even that upset anymore. I just felt like I needed to do something. So I just punched myself right in the face, and I left a huge fucking bruise. Luckily, you know, it wasn't too hard to explain away. It was the first time. I just told people, you know, I tripped. I fell down the stairs. But I kind of feel like I'm going to do it again, and I don't know what to say the next time. You know, is there like a place on your face you can punch that won't bruise? Oh, yeah, the internet. Yeah. If I could get that switch back on, that'd be great.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
Good stuff. We'll have to do that like on Skype on the air
yeah.
sometime.
Next time you have a customer service issue, we'll yes. do it on the show.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well,
other than that, yeah. I'm good.
As usual, you can send me an email at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And there's the forum. Check out the forums at ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. There's the Facebook and the Twitter. They're both those things /itchhat. And you can donate.
And
you can
donate.
Send us all your monies.
Yes.
Hooray!
All right. That should do it.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay tuned for next week.
Yeah.
We will check you then.
Peace out.